Yeah, that's an easy question for me to answer. It's Lucas Reichel from Germany, and he's one of my favorite players in this draft. I think that, you know, the fact that we don't have a ton of high-end draft prospects that come out of the German Elite League, although this year we have three potential first-rounders from that league, including Tim Stützle and John-Jason Paterka. I think that Reichel, you know, I watched some of his games this summer. Germany played, it was on video, of course, but Germany played some World Junior preparation games against Switzerland, and I thought he outplayed Stützle and Paterka. There's a high-end skill factor to him. He has great vision. He makes plays in and around the net. You know, at Berlin, he played with, you know, a lot of, you know, older guys, and he was hanging with them and playing a key role. He had 12 goals this season. I think he's got a great release on his shot. It's one of the more underrated skills that, you know, based on scouting reports that I've seen on him. I think that he can be a scorer at the next level. I think he's got some great playmaking skills, and he thinks the game at a really fast pace. And so that's a guy where I've seen him, you know, kind of low 20s, you know, maybe possibly even slipping in the second round. I think that, you know, as I've been building and rebuilding my draft board, he just keeps moving up. So that's the guy that I think, you know, could be a real valuable guy in that mid-range of the first round. I don't think he's in that tier with the, you know, the Holtzes and Raymonds and Sanderson and Drysdales and all that, but he's not that far behind them. And I think that he's a player that teams should definitely be taking a long look at when they're in the mid-range of the first round.